Here we go. It's 7:23 at KS95. Love them or list them. Of all the people we've talked to this week, by far the most crazy story. Man, I do not know. I honestly don't know what to do.
No, that's...
usually have something in the back of our minds. We're like, oh, we think we know how to handle it, but we'll let listeners tackle it. I have no idea.
No, so tackle away, listeners, please. All right.
What's up, Kelly? How can we help you?
Yeah, I'm really screwed right now.
Screwed? Okay, well, you came to the right place. How can we help you?
Well, I have no one to thank but my low-life, broke, alcoholic, scumbag, loser of a brother.
Oh, well, that is rough. You guys are real close, I can tell.
Well, you'll see what I'm talking about. So basically, he's like a typical semi-talented musician that never really made it big, but like just big enough to be a bum, you know?
Oh, yes. I know a couple of those.
So, I mean, he's played in a few different bands over the years and made enough money that he could do it full time. He lives like, you know, that life that my husband dreams of. You know, but then again, who doesn't love a job where they party all night, like drinking and playing music and then like sleep in every morning with nothing to do until 8 or 9 o'clock at night? I mean,
oh, Crisco, doesn't that sound so nice?
I want to do it now. I wish I had any music ability at all.
Right, exactly. But my husband fancies himself a guitar player, okay, but he's really actually pretty awful. But we just go along with it because, you know, I mean, everybody needs somebody to believe in him.
Well, it sounds like you really do believe in him. He's awful. I mean, he's so terrible, but hey, someone's got to support him.
Hey, he's got somebody out there believing in him, and it's me because I'm forced to.
Well, I'm not going to be like the dream crusher, you know? I mean, so I don't know. About a year ago, I stupidly asked my deadbeat brother how much it would cost me if he'd let my husband, like, play in the band as a sub.
Oh, please tell me. He said, no, sis, you don't have to pay me. I'll let my brother-in-law play a couple of gigs.
Well, that's what most people do, but not my brother. He said for $50 he could make it happen.
Cool. Yep. Okay, so what did you say? He's a scumbag, loser, lowlife.
Alcoholic.
Okay, good.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's just, yeah. So, I mean, it kind of fits the bill, right?
Well, your husband hopefully doesn't know this because he would be devastated, I'm sure.
Oh, no. I made him promise that he'd never tell my husband. I mean, he'd be crushed.
Yeah, well, yeah, and for good reason.
Right, exactly. So fast forward 6 months, and now my husband is like a semi-regular member of the band, even though the other guys don't like him at all.
Well, then why would they play with him?
Well, they let him play because I'm paying for it.
Oh, that makes sense.
You're still paying? I thought it was the one time.
No. I have to pay like every time.
Oh, my God. So every gig they book, they get paid for, and then he gets $50 more from you.
And I mean, I'm sorry, that's not even it. Because, like, do you have any idea how much we spend as a family on booze and cigarettes and like, dinner so that my husband can live like a rock star? I mean...
Okay, it's time to literally face the music here.
Yeah.
But I mean, here's where things get a little sticky, okay? So my brother is behind in rent. And in a way, he's blackmailing me because he wants $1,000 or my husband is going to get kicked out of the band.
Oh, my God. Who does that to family?
Well, I guess the fat lady's singing. It's time to say goodbye.
Not happy about it. And, I mean, if you had any idea, you know, what this band means to my husband, I mean, you wouldn't hesitate to pay, you know? So I did.
No way!
Well, yeah, I did. I wasn't like, what am I going to do at this point? And like, to see my husband so happy, it's been worth it.
Not worth that much money. This is crazy town.
It just keeps getting worse, okay? It's like, I'm not even there yet. So now he keeps dropping hints that he might just consider going full time with music, like my brother.
No.
Like, he's tired of working for the man, you know? Meanwhile, he has no idea that I've been financing his music career all along.
Oh, my God. I am feeling the anxiety you're feeling right now. This is sick.
Why do I feel like we're talking about Milli Vanilli?
Yeah.
It's really bad.
I mean, you told your brother there's no way you offer him a full-time gig. I mean, no.
Yeah, no. I told my brother that, like, this cannot happen. And he agrees. I mean, he definitely agrees. But here's, like, what he's offering me, okay? So he's offered, like, a clean break from it. He would fire my husband from the band if I let him keep the $1,000 and it'll be like none of this ever happened.
Oh, so not only did he blackmail you for the $1,000, now he's trying to strike another deal with the same money.
Yeah, I mean, he's basically like, no matter what, I'm screwed.
Yeah, because if your husband finds out, he'll never forgive you for doing that behind his back. And
yeah,
if he gets fired from the band, he's going to be some sad sack.
Right. He's going to be super depressed. I mean, I'm out $1,000 either way, right? So I don't know. What do I do?
Yeah, I'm washing my hands of this one. The listeners are all over this job.
I have no idea what to tell you, but I cannot wait to hear what they have to say. So let's just sit back and wait for everybody to weigh in on this. 651-989-5795. What would you do? Well, first of all, who would ever do this to begin with? I mean, poor choices.
This is exhausting. It really is. I need a nap after hearing about you and your brother's relationship.
Here's some of the texts we're getting. He is a grown man. He can handle the truth. He would have never been so in the first place if he knew the truth, so tell him. Oof. Another one says, the brother needs to fire him, be done with it, lose the grand, the husband will move on. Do not tell him.
Oh.
This is a brutal honesty situation for sure. Boy, is it ever. Oh, wouldn't you love to be a fly on the wall when that news gets brought out?
Yes, man. But I just have a feeling he's going to be so upset and angry.
Yeah.
That maybe not.
This is her FML moment after moment after moment.
After moment after nonstop moment.
So true. We're going to double your paycheck in 29 minutes at 8 a.m. We'll call it a name and someone's getting paid from KS95. Before that, your calls on Love 'Em or List 'Em. Neil, this is so maddening for you.
It is. It's just, you know, this is, you know what, I'm not the typical Minnesota nice person. I mean, maybe not. I mean, I used to play a lot of golf and all that quite a bit. You know, I would never think of quitting my job and trying to get on a tour.
Right.
I mean, this lady needs to face reality, let her husband put on his big boy pants. If he's a musician, he should know he sucks anyways. Well, I mean, come on, just tell him, hey, this is what's been going on. You're not that good. I'm sorry. This is reality. If he can't handle it, then boo-hoo. You know, her brother's blackmailing him, and he should know the whole truth. Try to say it as easy as she can, but, you know, she needs to just stop babying him.
Yeah, it's gone on long enough, right?
Yeah, just, yeah. Okay, he can get over it. He's just not that good. Go practice for a couple years and try and do it really for real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, can you imagine, though? I mean, the relationship is essentially over between the brother-in-law. They'll never speak ever again.
Well, that's her brother, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, then he's a douche if he's you know, doing that anyway. You know?
All right, you said it. Thank you, Neil. Bree.
Hey, oh my goodness. Okay, so this wife needs to spill all the beans to her husband. It's gone on far too long at this point, and it sounds like the brother is kind of, well, incredibly manipulative, so no matter what the timing is, he's going to be holding this $1,000 over her head for, it seems like, quite a bit of time. Mm-hmm. So why not tell your husband everything? It's not her fault, like, her brother's being a manipulative
age. Yeah, okay, I have to. I don't have my delay on, so I can't let you go on too long. I'm sorry, Bree. I'm a little gun shy at the moment.
I know.
Everyone's very passionate and heated about this story. I'm going to bring you back on, Bree. Don't say anything naughty now. I have to wait till my delay is on. you're saying spill the beans and tell the truth.
Yeah,
huh?
Spill the beans, tell the truth. She's digging herself into an unnecessary hole that the sooner she tells the truth, is the sooner she's going to be out of this hole and give her brother no power over the $1,000, even though it's out of her pocket at this point. Like, the more power she gives to him as far as, oh, your husband can stay in the band. He cannot stay in the band. You need to do this. You need to do that.
Yeah.
Tell your husband the truth. Get over it. And wow, have a long, go to family therapy with your brother.
Jeez. There you go, Bree. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Some people are texting, what's the dump button? I'll tell you real quick. We have a delay. So whatever we're saying, you're hearing 20 seconds later on your radio. And so if someone were to say something on the air, say one of those naughty words that the FCC would fine us for, we have a button we can press so it just, like it never happened. It just erases it, and then we're live. And so while we're waiting for the delay to build up again,
yes,
if you were to say something, we wouldn't be able to, you know, cut it out.
Yeah. So cut it out.
Yeah. A lot of people saying just to be honest, really. They're just saying, be honest, tell him. Part of being a musician is dealing with rejection, and this would be the biggest rejection. Desiree, last call. You say bring it up to her husband, huh?
Yeah. I'm thinking that she should bring it up that the band is kind of stringing him along, that they don't think he's very good, but I think it should be sort of a half-truth. I don't think she should tell him about the money. I think she should lose $1,000 because I really think that could be, like, marriage-ending. I think he would be so angry.
Okay. Yeah, $1,000. That's all. After all the money they've already lost, Desiree.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're down
a boatload of cash. I mean, this has been going on for, what, 6 months? $50 a gig she's been paying for this?
Oh, God.
Oh, that is disgusting. They should sue her brother.
Yeah, they really should, and get it all against him.
If only Ron Meshbesher could do this, too.
He's looking down right now.
He's in the big courtroom in the sky.
He is, and he's looking down going, I could help, but yep. I can't right now.
Not Spence, though.
No, Spence is a monster.
No way he could get him $10 back.
No, he couldn't even get the fees back.
We should probably stop talking about them. They'll sue us. They are lawyers.
Spence is like, I'll see you in court and you're going to lose. Crap.
Oh, God. I just love bringing up Ron Meshbesher. It's my favorite thing.
Oh, my God. I used to hear him all the time when I was a kid.
I know.
Meshbesher and Spence.
Right? It's 7:36 at KS95 with Crisco, Dez, and Ryan. So it is definitely a list. And hopefully Kelly will take us up on the offer to do a brutal honesty.
Yeah, come on, don't let us down.
That's where we bring Kelly and her husband on the show, and then I help prod Kelly along if she needs it to tell him the truth.
She has trouble saying no to bad deals, so let's hope she just thinks brutal honesty is just, let's do it.
That'd be fantastic. Yes. We're available.
We're here.
So tomorrow, Monday, Tuesday, whatever day, you pick.